The economics of educational technology is like a roller coaster because, number one, you have to take a good look at all the angles and dips before you get on the ride. Sometimes you walk around the whole thing to get a better idea of what's involved. Number two, you can't let the name or the look of the thing scare you into not trying it out. Those who do miss the thrill of the ride. Number three, you take mostly willing participants on the ride with you. Number four, there's always one or two who change their mind once the ride gets going. Number five, there's often screaming involved, sometimes tears, and on rare occasions, some fainting. Number six, you can't get off once you decide to participate until the ride comes to its natural conclusion. The economics of educational technology is like good roller coasters need a solid foundation, good structure, and knowledgeable engineers to build it, maintain it, and support it. Number eight, there's often an unexpected steep hill to climb and the inevitable dip in the ride right afterwards that causes many stomachs to turn. And you don't always see what's around the next bend. Number nine, the gatekeeper isn't always there at the end, but you can usually get out of the harness yourself. Number 10, everyone has their own personal favorite type of ride. Number 11, the ride often costs more if it's got high market demand. Number 12, you often forget about the scary parts and challenges. Once the ride is over, you tend to remember the thrill of the ride. And finally, the value-added elements of economics of educational technology, like a good roller coaster ride, are often measured in moments that take your breath away.